إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with العقيدة الطحاوية The creed compiled by Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, then last week and the week before, we had some points with regard to the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, points 194, and then last week we had points 195, to point 201. Then just briefly, first of all, something that's been said a number of times, so there shouldn't be any excuse with regard to questions, who can name the 10 companions who were promised paradise by name? Who can name all 10? And if not, then why not? Since no one's putting their hand up, I'll assume that everyone knows the answer then, inshallah. So, okay, 1, 2. As the brother mentioned, he mentioned 5, and I stopped him there. The 4 Khulafa, Ar-Rashidun, Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and Umar radiallahu an, and Uthman radiallahu an, and Ali radiallahu an, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Can somebody mention to me where each of them died? Somebody else mention to me where each of those 5 died? All right, Abu Bakr, let's make it easy then. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Hey, al-Madina. Umar radiallahu anhu. Medina? Hey, al-Madina. Uthman radiallahu anhu. He says Medina. Yeah, Al-Madina radiallahu an. Ali radiallahu an. Hey, no. Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Walaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Right, the other 5 then, inshallah. Who's left? Sayyid ibn Zayd. Az-Zubayr. Why did they die? Talha. Why did Talha ibn Ubaidillah die? No. Now it's on the outskirts of Basra, close to Basra, either in the city of Basra or close to Basra. Az-Zubayr. Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Yeah, same place. After the Battle of the Camel, which was near the city of Basra. Which leaves us with Sa'id ibn Zayd. Al-Madina, yeah, outskirts of Al-Madina. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, likewise, meaning Wadi al-Aqiq, which is the north, the valley to the north of Al-Madina, both of them. And the one left, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Anyway, next week's homework is pretty clear. Shall redo the homework we didn't do before. Palestine, yeah. Palestine, the plague of Amawas, radiallahu anhu wa anhum. Then to continue with the lesson then, inshaAllah. Then, the last point that we had was point number 201, where the list of the ten companions promised paradise was given. Then, At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, he said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ الْقَوْلَ فِي أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِ الطَّاهِرَاتِ مِنْ كُلِّ دَنَسْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِ الْمُقَدَّسِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ رِجْسْ فَقَدْ بَرِئَ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. And whoever speaks well of the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his wives, who were pure and free of having any stain upon their honor, and his offspring, who were untainted and free of every impurity, then he is free of hypocrisy. In other words, whoever speaks well of the companions of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and speaks well of his wives, and speaks well of his children, his offspring, then this person is free of hypocrisy. It's free of nifaq. Shaykh al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, he said, after mentioning what is obligatory with respect to the companions, he moves on to mentioning the Ahlul Bayt, the people of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the first ones of the Ahlul Bayt, the first ones of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were Azwajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first ones from his family were the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah the Most High said, Innama yuridu Allahu liyudhhiba ankum ar-rijsa ahla al-bayt وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah, ayah 33. With the explanation, Allah only wishes to remove evil from you, O people of the household, and to keep you pure from the pollution which affects the people of sins. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and this is an address to them. I mean, this ayah here, this part of the ayah, is an address to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course, in the ayah, they're addressed as Ahl al-Bayt, as people of the family, people of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Which is why Shaykh al-Fawzan said, they're the ones who enter first and foremost into his family. He said, so the ones who enter first, I mean first and foremost, into Ahlul Bayt, into being the family and household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are his wives, and then his qaraba, and then his close relatives, alayhi salatu wassalam. So the ones first and foremost classified as being the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are his wives, and then after them entering into his family are those who are his blood relatives, his close relatives. And Shaykh al-Fawzan explained who they are. He said, and they are the family of Al-Abbas and the family of Abu Talib and the family of Al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. In other words, the families of three of his uncles. The family of Al-Abbas, the family of Abu Talib, and the family of Al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. Then he goes on to mention what the Rafida say, the Rafida Shia. He said, I mean, what we just heard here is what is correct, contrary to what the Rafida say. Now he goes on to mention what they say. He said, so the Rafida, they attack the character of Aisha, and they describe her with that which Allah declared her innocent of. And this is a denial of the truth of what Allah the Mighty and Majestic said. I mean, this is takdhib. What they say about Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah declared her free of it. So they're stating that she is guilty of it. It's a denial of what Allah said. It's calling the lie to what Allah the Mighty and Majestic said. And it is to describe Allah with having chosen for his messenger a woman who was not befitting for him. And that's what they're saying amounts to. That's what they're saying of the Rafida amounts to. What they say about Aisha radiallahu anha, they're saying would mean that Allah chose as a wife for his Prophet someone who's not befitting as a wife for him. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and this is kufr. This is unbelief in Allah. Allah the Most High said, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithina wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat wa-Tayyibatu lil-Tayyibina wa-Tayyibuna lil-Tayyibat. Surah An-Nur, the 24th Surah, Ayah 26. With the explanation, good women are for good men, and good men are for good women, and evil women are for evil men, and evil men are for evil women. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was good and pure, so Allah would not choose for him except a good and pure woman. And Shaykh al-Fawzan is clearly taking here the tafsir of this ayah of some of the Salaf. Some of the Salaf explained this ayah as we heard. It means good women are for good men are for good women, evil men are for evil women, evil women are for evil men. Others from the Salaf, they have a second explanation, which is more common, that they say it means evil words. It's referring to evil words. Evil words only emanate from evil men, and so on. And from evil women, and good words emanate from good men and good women, and so on. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, he moved on with regard to the matter of the offspring, of the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, وَذُرِّيَّاتُهُ, and his offspring. What is meant by them are his children, alayhi salatu wassalam. And the children of his daughter, Fatima, who were Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and their children, They are the dhurriya, they are the progeny or offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what's meant by his dhurriya, his progeny, his offspring. I mean his children and the children of his daughter Fatima, who were Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and their children. Then At-Tahawi rahimahullah, he brings another point. He moves on and he brings a different point. So At-Tahawi rahimahullah, he said, which is point 203 here, وَعُلَمَاءُ السَّلَفِ وَعُلَمَاءُ السَّلَفِ مِنَ السَّابِقِينَ وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ مِنَ التَّابِعِينَ أَهْلُ الْخَيْرِ وَالْأَثَرِ وَأَهْلُ الْفِقْهِ وَالنَّظَرِ لَا يُذْكَرُونَ إِلَّا بِالْجَمِيلِ وَمَنْ ذَكَرَهُمْ بِسُوءٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى غَيْرِ السَّبِيلِ. And the early scholars from the Salaf, from the early predecessors,